We lost no time in leaving the outpost behind, making the best time we could towards the dubious sanctuary of the area the Tyranids had already stripped of biomass to fuel their apparently unstoppable advance. How the firebase had fared and whether the warning we'd given made any difference to their survival, we could only guess. The miniature transceiver in my ear being too low-powered to reach that far without a boost from the monitoring station's own Vox unit.
At least nothing's attacked us yet.
No.
Which worried me. On our journey the previous day, we'd been constantly fighting off the denizens of this murderous realm, and I couldn't help feeling their absence was ominous.
Tyranids must have eaten them all.
More than likely.
Remembering there was something else loose in the jungle too, I kept a vigilant watch for signs of movement. But if we were being stalked again, this time our tracker was keeping successfully out of sight. It was possible, of course, that it had been consumed by the Tyranid swarm, but somehow I doubted that. Judging by the condition of its victims' bodies, whatever it was would be more than capable of defending itself.
Wait. There's something up ahead.
We slowed our advance, weapons at the ready, alert for any sign of threat. The undergrowth around us rustled constantly, from the intermittent breeze and from the constant flexing of the semi-sentient plants which sensed our passage and sought to snare us. Any stealthy footsteps stalking us were bound to be masked by the ambient sound, although that didn't stop me from straining my ears in a desperate attempt to distinguish them.
Emperor, preserve us!
At least we found the missing station crew.
We had indeed. Although in a manner which hadn't occurred to me in even my most morbid imaginings. Their contorted cadavers were hanging from the trees around us. The hideous state of them, mute testament to the fact that their deaths had been neither quick nor easy.
What could have done this? Tortured them to death in the jungle at night. The creatures around here would rip a mob of orcs to pieces if they scented this much blood.
There's worse things than orcs.
Eldar Reavers. Has to be. This abomination has all their hallmarks.
Only the illiterate in the air truly appreciate the artistry of pain.
I don't mind admitting that at the sight of the tall, slight figure which ghosted into view from between the trees and their hideous harvest, my blood ran cold. I'd encountered these creatures before, and if there's a purer distillation of unmitigated evil in the galaxy, I have no desire to know about it. They claim to live on the agony of others, and for all I know, it's true. They certainly have an insatiable appetite for inflicting it.
Murdering bitch!
Manners?
She moved with impossible speed, cutting down the trooper who challenged her with casual disdain. Her blade flickering like summer lightning as she carved her way through flesh and bone with equal ease. As he fell, her movements seemed to become even more lithe, and a smile of pure indulgence oozed across her face while she drank in the pain and terror of her latest victim's last moments. Hold your positions. Just keep her covered while we hear what she wants.
If you think that will do any good.
I was under no illusion that it would. If she chose to attack, she'd undoubtedly get most of us before the others cut her down. But most of us didn't have to include me, and wouldn't if I had anything to do with it.
How come her lips aren't moving?
She's using a Vox coder, but she understands us well enough.
Just can't be bothered speaking Gothic.
Pollute my vocal cords with your animal grunts. Hardly.
Eldar witches are all like that.
Could a mere witch have done all this? Gnaw me and tremble before your final agonies feed my acolytes. I am Malithiar Mortalis, third succubus of the Tainted Kiss.
Only the third, and there I was thinking we might be in trouble.
Baiting a psychotic killer is never without risk, of course, but when you've come up against as many as I have, you soon learn that their greatest weakness is often their arrogance, especially when you're talking about Eldar. Besides, I'd been in the hands of these creatures before, if only for a mercifully brief time, and I knew all too well that provoking her into killing me quickly might soon turn out to be the best of a very short list of unattractive options.
Ha! Laugh while you can, Mon-Ki.
She gestured, almost imperceptibly, and half a dozen sinuous figures rippled into view around us. Like their dark mistress, they were clad half in armor, while the other side of their bodies bore no protection at all, beyond skin-tight body gloves artfully slashed to reveal glimpses of corpse-pallid flesh.
Are we in trouble now, sir?
Probably.
Take them. This time, there will be no need for haste. Consume them at your leisure.
Fire!
As dance towards us, their envenomed blades whirling in intricate patterns of lethality. I brace myself to meet their charge. Dueling one, I knew, would be like trying to cut down smoke. But I'd bested their like before, albeit more by luck than skill.
In fact, Kane was a gifted swordsman, probably one of the finest in the sector. Although, as in so many other things, he seems genuinely unaware of how exceptional he was.
And I just had to hope I could repeat the trick. One of the pirouetting nightmares fell almost at once, vaporized on the spot by a point-blank hit from Jürgen's melter, although her comrades evaded the blizzard of lasgun bolts unleashed by the catechins with almost contemptuous ease. Though armed with pistols, they disdained the use of them, preferring to close and savor the infliction of pain and death in a whirling, balletic melee. To my surprise, however, none of them approached me. The reason for which became apparent almost at once, as I saw Melissa moving in my direction with the lazy deliberation of a feline catching sight of a rodent with nowhere to run.
You have quite a reputation, Commissar Kane. Shall we see if the reality matches it?
I raised my chainsaw to the guard position, masking my unease as best I could. It seemed she knew who I was, and knowing how her kind bore grudges, that was distinctly disturbing. I'd been instrumental in their defeat more than once, or, to be more accurate, had been handed most of the credit once the dust had settled. Perhaps she saw this as a chance to even the score. Before our blades could clash, however, we were interrupted.
Look out, sir! Nids!
My aide was right. No sooner had he uttered his warning than a tidal wave of malevolent chitin burst from the curtain of vegetation surrounding us, engulfing the struggling guardsmen and witches alike.
This way! If you wish to live a little longer!
She turned as she spoke, disemboweling one of the hulky warrior forms in a dazzling display of elegant butchery, just as the hideous creature leveled its venom cannon at me. Quite why she would bother to save my life eluded me at that moment, although my innate paranoia assured me that whatever her reasons, I wasn't going to be happy with them when I found out. Nevertheless, as I'd learned all too well over the years, in situations like this, the only thing to do was take advantage of everything you could to get out of them and let the future take care of itself.
Ladies first.
I followed the bloody trail of the succubus hack through the ranks of the Tyranid swarm, my boots slipping in spilled ichor and heaps of viscera at almost every step, marveling at her deadly expertise. I must admit, I was sorely tempted to just shoot her in the back while I had the chance. Only the reflection that to do so would be to leave me at the mercy of the Tyranid swarm stayed my hand. That and the fact that she must surely be expecting so obvious an attack. So to make the attempt would be to invite instant retaliation. And I was by no means sure she wouldn't be able to evade faster than I could pull the trigger. Besides which, both my weapons were busily enough employed, fending off the gaunts and termagants which swarmed around the larger warriors, hurling themselves at us in an insensate frenzy. Then, all at once, we were clear.
We need to go back. Help the others.
Not that I had the remotest intention of doing so, of course, since it would mean almost certain death. But the Reaver appeared to believe my reputation, and reinforcing that illusion might help me gain the element of surprise later on.
They will prevail, or they were too weak to live. Either way, they're of no further concern.
The sound of the melter firing was enough to reassure me that Jürgen, at least, was still in the fight. And if anyone was likely to walk away from it, it would be my aide. For a moment, I was tempted to vox him, but distracting him in the middle of a desperate fight for survival was unlikely to end well. So I settled for leaving the channel open. That way, at least we'd be aware of one another's final moments.
What then?
I know a safe refuge. Our chances of reaching it alive will be far greater if we cooperate.
Safe for who?
No harm will come to you, which I can prevent. You have my word.
And we both knew what that was worth. Nevertheless, I nodded my agreement. The direction we were going in was towards the zone the Tyranids had cleared, and I undoubtedly stood a better chance of reaching it with this blood-chilling embodiment of lethality watching my back. At least for as long as it suited her. For my own part, I'd just have to remain on guard for the slightest sign of treachery, and be ready to get my retaliation in first.
And you have mine.
Truce, then. Hurry, before the beasts rally.